The Get Up with Simplistic, Dubious One, and Toddy.
Good morning, New York Chaser Internet family. I told you, you never know who's going to drop in on the show. We got a special guest on the line. We have Nastasia from The Oxygen's very own reality series, The Bad Girl Club, Season 7, New Orleans. She's on the phone line checking in with us. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are right up here this morning. I know we're going to keep it very short and brief, man. I know you're a very busy woman right now. But so let's get into this. How was it on this reality show here, The Bad Girl Club? How was it, handling such... I don't even know how to say it because it was
outrageous personalities.
Yeah, outrageous personalities. Trust me, I love your character on the show. That's what made me actually get into the series. One night I was on just flipping through the channels and I saw you busting this girl in the head and I was just like, yo, what's this about? And I ended up getting hooked on the show right there with you. I think you were stomping one of them girls out because she scratched you.
Oh yeah,
and that's the episode that I got into, and I was like, wow, I got to start checking out this series. So with that said, how did you handle all these outrageous personalities on this hit TV series? You were in The Bad Girls Club.
It was pretty easy for me, just because I was there 24 hours a day, so I knew that most of them were just playing. So me throwing drinks and, as you seen, muffing people in the face, like, it was just my way of proving that you ain't gonna do nothing. So it was what it was.
So I have a question for you. This is Toddy, one of the co-hosts here. So what were you hoping to get out of The Bad Girls Club? And did you get what you were looking for?
I honestly, when I went to go try out for The Bad Girls Club, it was a last-minute whim. And I had no idea The Bad Girls Club was as big as it was, because I had only watched like half of the season before I tried out. So I didn't know that it was anywhere as big as it was. So reading the mission statement about, helping people to change and learn about themselves was really what I went into it for, not expecting to never be able to go in public again without having to take 50 million pictures. So I've gotten everything plus more than I could ever dream about going on the show and afterwards.
So, I mean, what has the response been? I know you said you have to take a million pictures when you go outside, but is it all love, or do you find people want to start beef with you because they know you're from the Bad Girls Club and they know you could probably hold your own? What's the response been? Is it mostly love or?
Because if I see you, I want to roll with you.
It's all love. It's all love. I know I have the haters online and all the crazy stuff. But when I run into people, it's all love. They just want to know all the same. Everybody asks the same questions. Mm. Was Judy really that crazy? And how was it living in the house with this girl and that girl? So it's all love, and I appreciate it and I love it to death.
Definitely, I definitely love how you spun this show into various different things. I also see that you got some music coming out. Mm-hmm. I heard through the grapevine you doing some acting. So you don't want to tell the people a little something about what you're getting into right now?
Yeah, I am very multi-talented, so I'm taking full advantage of my spotlight. I've been doing music since I was eight years old. So I do. I am working on a mixtape. Uh-huh. I just finished filming a short part in a movie. I'm also working on like eight different fashion lines, a tutu line, of course, a corset line, a catsuit line, a jewelry line. So there's a lot of things coming out of, my Bad Girls Club stuff. So I'm utilizing it to the best of my ability. And of course, I'm starting a non-profit organization. Mm-hmm. So, wow. Bad girls are we good too. So I'm definitely trying to like I said on the reunion, I'm taking it from bad to business, and I'm showing the people that, there's more to me than just mushing people in the face and knocking girls out of chairs.
Right. True indeed. So let me ask one, because I always watch these reality shows and I want to know, how much of that is actually reality, or how much of it is scripted, or is it all reality? I mean, give the people a little insight to what goes on behind the scenes during the taping of these shows.
There is a lot of reality shows that are scripted. Bad Girls Club is 100% real.
Okay.
100%.
They pay you to say that?
They don't tell it.
I said, did they pay you to say that? No, I'm only playing around.
No. Because I'll be the one that's one thing they wouldn't be able to get me to lie about. I was myself. I went into the show, I swear to you, it was like 3 weeks into filming, and I was like, I'm really filming a TV show right now. Right. And the cameraman started laughing at me, and I was like, don't laugh. Like, I really, like, because I went into the house, and I moved in, and I told myself, this is you. Like, just do you. And as y'all seen, I didn't give a damn. Fuck, right. No makeup, no nothing. I just did me.
Right.
And that was my goal, to be able to go in there and be able to watch TV and be happy with the person that I've seen. And for my parents to be able to watch the show and laugh and be like, that's exactly what you would have did. That's exactly how you would have acted. It makes me happy because I'm not ashamed of anything that I did. I was able to be myself. As far as everybody else, I think everybody else thought they were on a sitcom because everybody else was acting and, you know, doing extra stuff that they know they wouldn't do in real life. But as far as I'm concerned, everything was 100% real. And no, the producers didn't tell us to fight. They didn't tell us no extra. They pretty much let us do whatever as long as we didn't try to kill each other.
True indeed. And you guys even got a nice trip to Barbados. I was like, yo.
Oh, my goodness. They got a trip to Barbados.
How was that experience? Have you ever been there before or...
No, I've never been to Barbados. It was a blessing. Nice. It was definitely a blessing. I was in awe the whole time. That's why I didn't care about what nobody else had to say in Barbados. Don't look at me for too long because I'm just going to be here and be drunk. And I don't want anybody to look at me because I don't care because nobody was ruining my trip, okay? Because I ain't never been and I was going to take full advantage. So it was the bomb and I enjoyed it and I can't wait to go back.
True indeed. So how has these records that you're putting out, how have they been, you know, taking off right now? You got Pink Bottles, you got Ham, and you got Five Star Chick. How has those tracks right now been moving for you? How would you say the response has been?
The response is crazy. You know, it's hard for some people to get past the whole Bad Girls Club thing and realize that, you know, this is not something that I'm trying to do. This is something I've been doing forever. That's something I love to do. But as far as my numbers, I'm like number 15 in the world on Reverb Nation for hip hop. So a lot of people are listening. A lot of people are paying attention. I get at least 50 million tweets a day of somebody quoting something I said in a song. So the response is crazy. And that's not even, those are my teeny bopper, you know, fun stuff that I did real quick to get something out. I can't wait for them to hear my real stuff, my mixtape stuff, so they can, you know, I can gain the respect of some people who, you know, who really love music.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely. Tyler, you got anything else you want to ask?
So the people who, before the Bad Girls Club, maybe your close family or friends, when they saw the show, were they surprised or were they saying, all right, that's, we know her, we know she was gonna, you know, she was gonna be portrayed like that? What was the people closest to you, what was their reaction?
The people closest to me, they knew exactly what to expect. They were a little shocked because I am the most chill, laid back, goofy person in the world. Like, I love to crack jokes. I'll be running through Walmart acting retarded. Like, I talk to my dog like he a human. And it's like they showed more of my rah, rah, rah side than they did my, you know, cool, calm, and collected side. Like, the first day they showed how chill I was, and that's how I was the whole season. I'm chilling. But when I get pushed, I'm not one to be played with. So if I feel like you're playing with me, I'm going to show you don't play with me. And I hate the fact that they show more of the don't play with me than the, Judy, come here, Judy. Why are you crying? Like, I do that, like, all day. Like, and people was like, damn, they made you look so mean. And I'm not. I'm the most goofy person that you will ever meet. Like, I goof around. Like, people, promoters and stuff really be laughing. Like, you are crazy. And I'm like, this is how I am all the time. You just didn't get to see this side of me. I'm crazy, and I'm a goofball, but people take that for granted, which is why people felt that it was okay to test me, which people were like, damn, why did they test you so much? And I was like, because y'all don't see how I really act. I was goofy most of the time, so y'all see me being mean, and y'all like, I wouldn't fuck with you. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but y'all didn't see the, you know, the goofy stuff they seen.
And
so,
I mean, for the interest of the show, I'm sure they wanted to make it seem as, you know, as hyped up as possible between you and all the girls. So I think it's also to be expected, too. But it's good to know that you have another side to you as well, you know?
Yeah, I am. I'm super business-minded. Everything I do is, you know, for a reason, and hence the reason my music video was played on the reunion and, you know, all different things that I've been able to accomplish, because after realizing how big everything really is, and that's when my mind started working. It was like, wow, okay, well, let me get this music done before the reunion air. Let me get this song put on the reunion. Let me get these lines started. You know, so.
So do you
all
see yourself
at the end of the day?
Do you see yourself ever going down that road again, doing another reality show?
If it's offered, definitely. I'm actually keeping my fingers crossed. on some things that I have in the works. So we'll see.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, Simplistic. I know he likes them a little thick, so I'm going to... I don't know if he was crushing over here. I'm not trying to get him in trouble, you know, I saw him looking at the clips a little bit too hard.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. Like I said, what caught me was her thumping out this chick, and I ain't going to lie to her. You know what I'm saying? The view was very nice from where I was watching on. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of caught me right there. So I was like, I got to look into this character. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. All the thick girls love it. They love that I represent it. Well, I appreciate all the love.
Well, thank you, Nastassja, for calling in and checking in with the show. It was greatly appreciated. Stassi, hold the line. I'm going to talk to you for a second. All right? Off of you.
All righty.
All right.
All right, y'all, that was Nastassja from Bad Girls Club, Season 7, New Orleans, checking in with us here on The Get Up.
Let your speakers bust.
Oh, yes, is another Simplistic exclusive.
You are now listening to The Get Up. Ever seen a chick with a bottom like that? Didn't think so, I'm one of a kind. Way too priceless to ever be a dime. Pretty face, weigh so little. Getting money, playing these ninjas like a fitter. Pitching game, yeah, I'm such a river cat. Swing these hips like a baseball bat. Call me Garmin, how I navigate that. 18 wheels to tote that back. Causing trouble when I shake my derriere. Bitches all mad cause the niggas stop and stare. Stop and stare. Step in the room, you chickens disappear. Aquafina, yeah, the shit is crystal clear. Face of a Girl Scout, body of a goddess. Real bad bitch, ain't no need in being modest.
Get up with Simplistic, Dubious One, and Toddy.